Back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer unfriendly black hotties.
All right, we're unfriendly today because it is illegal to pop somebody in the mouth when they just like pushing it.
It is illegal.
I'm Vans Go, sorry.
And I'm 90K. Yeah, I also was like, oh my god, yeah, I forgot that is illegal. I'd be thinking about doing worse.
I mean, but that's why I said pop. Cause I'm like, yeah. I get it. Like, oh, you going to jail, you just stab somebody. But like, popped in the mouth for talking too much shit, I think is a reasonable.
I think you should be able to let that slide in a lot of cases. Like, as long as it's not stranger on stranger violence.
Right. No reason, senseless violence, I'm not into. But like, if somebody's like popping off and talking shit, and I think a lot of time people feel like there won't be an immediate consequence, I think hitting them in the mouth is right. Like,
yeah,
right where
some
at.
People have never been hit before, period. And that's why they act like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it shows. Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. Clearly. Yeah. well, that's a little precursor to what we're talking about today. So,
yeah, tell them what we're talking about.
All right. So, I don't actually remember who came up with this.
You.
Oh, well,
obviously. Who would come up with such a niggerish ranking episode?
Hold on. So, this is a ranking episode, if you didn't catch it. And we're talking about which employees have the best hand. That is me.
Yeah.
I feel like you wouldn't even say that.
No, I wouldn't. Even though I would start to immediately list off who they were, right. I wouldn't suggest it.
You've thought about it. You just don't be saying it.
Yeah, but, and plus, I'm from Florida. You know, we like to use weapons down here. We like to fight, too, but...
And that's the other thing about...
I'm very weapons-oriented these days.
I'm open to the idea, but I think just like everybody treated each other with respect, we wouldn't have to be like, I want to pop you in the mouth.
Yeah, well, we know that doesn't happen.
That's where I'm coming from originally, but then once the disrespect happens, that's when I'm like, okay, pop in the mouth. The fear for me is if somebody got a gun or something. Now
this is why I'm
shot.
Saying in Florida, you can't really take the risk.
I wouldn't do it.
Of that, this is just gonna be hands only.
Right. Because
I have a knife. For sure.
And I'm not getting stabbed. Like, you know, like
that's worse. I damn near say that's worse.
I fully agree. Like, I think if you stab someone, you're already too close. So there's
exactly.
And people that stab will stab you. Like, I feel like they're not going to be like, let me slice you. Like you know, it's not like a warning shot.
Yeah. I'm God.
Right.
My butterfly knife.
Bleeding out.
So sorry. Well, why did you want to talk about this? I mean, obvious reasons, but.
So, A, it's funny. And then B, first and foremost, it's funny to me, but B, I think it's because we're specifically talking about fast food spots, like who got the best hands.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of overlap in fast food spots and who got the best hands, despite if you're only talking about fast food. So there's that. But yeah, that was it. And then like, I feel like there's been discourse online over the years. I think that it's funny, it's light, and I think we have thoughts on it.
I agree. Well, shall we get into it? Tell the people the rules.
All right. So the rules. So we were tasked with coming up with a list of five occupations or employees of said occupations that have the best hands. So, you know, the only caveats are that professional fighters are not allowed. So like obviously boxers and MMA niggas and jiu-jitsu, whatever, not allowed. And then the job must exist in the world that we live in. So, like, a Death Star mechanic might got hands, but not admissible just for, you know, the purposes of this. And right. I think that's it.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty fair vibe.
Okay.
And I'm excited to get into it. Do you want to kick us off with your number five?
I will kick us off. I do think that this employee or these employees is a little high on the list. They probably should be lower, but whatever. I said trade niggas. And
wow.
I don't mean niggas that are trade. I mean trade school, like trade, right? The barbers, electricians, mechanics.
Educate the people.
The nigga with the blue jumpsuit with his name, like, that's that nigga. I think for obvious reasons, but do I need to go?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, well, I mean, I just think niggas will work with their hands and with the people and don't have a lot of, this may be a little shady, don't have a lot of self-regulation.
Amen. That's barbers. Men in general. That's men in general. That's low-key men in general. So,
Thank you. Because it feels a little class. I feel like I'm getting into classism, but no.
No,
but
you're not. It's, that's about it. Men. That's patriarchy. Right.
10 toes down, holding it. But yeah, barbers, these niggas don't have self-regulation, but then they're around other men. They're rallying each other up. There's no critical, like there's no theory in these spaces. Mm-mm. Nobody's talking about like emotions or anything. So these niggas are already kind of in a state of riled upness. Yeah. And then, you know, you come in there talking shit like you do, especially in a barbershop.
I definitely come in talking and I go to a man. I had to stop. I was so glad when my old barber moved out of like the shop with many chairs to a single chair spot because I was in there making niggas mad every time I was there.
Ooh, first of all, we need a barbershop episode. But second of all, when did you, because I feel like you talk a lot. I don't mean a lot.
Actually, I do.
I mean, like, you talk like you're not going to just not say the thing, right?
Absolutely.
So, when did you start speaking up in a barbershop? Or was there ever a point where you didn't and decided to? Because I feel like there's levels to this.
Yeah, so I guess, like, I grew up being in a barbershop because I had brothers. Obviously, yeah. Wasn't really saying much in the barbershop. Right. Didn't really want to be in there. But also, my dad had the same barber for like until he died and until his person that he passed it on to died. And I was probably around the same age and a little older. And I always spoke to them. I'm a very talkative person. I've always been talkative. So if you talk to me, I'll talk to you.
Right.
Then when I started getting my hair cut, that was like maybe 15-ish years ago. Yeah, I'm going to say at first I just used to go get my hair cut and go. Then you have some rapport with your barber.
Yep.
Start talking to your barber
about stuff.
About just whatever, like, oh, what's been going on in your life, blah, blah, blah. How you been since the last time I seen you, blah, blah, blah. Then you get to the familiar point where the other niggas know you. And at this time, like, being a woman in a barbershop, a male barbershop, oh, God.
I've seen it.
It's terrible.
Trash.
It's everybody wants you in their chair. They're not going to listen to you. So they're not going to give me the haircut I want because they think my haircut is too masculine, which was a comment I used to get a lot. I kind of started speaking up almost right away because first it was like, this is not what I asked you to do.
Right.
And then I'm coming back next time and I'm making you cut my hair right. I did that to a barber once. Like, I'm a menace. Do what I say. Here's a picture.
No, I think that's why I asked that question. Cause I sense that. Cause like I feel like it took me a long time to actually. I talked to my barber, nigga. You my barber, so we talking right. But like the second part, which is like when you talking to the other niggas, I started doing that like 5 years, like recently.
Well,
even,
they jump in my conversations.
There it is.
Because I'm like to them a woman in a barbershop. So I'm never talking to them.
And they're buying for your attention.
Yeah. And I'm like, ew. I just want to get my hair cut and that's it. Like, ew. Anyways, we definitely need to have a barbershop episode.
Okay. That's
a whole episode. Okay. Oof. I'm going to start. I'm going to kick off with Jamaican restaurant servers. Just because they don't really have to fight people doesn't mean they can. They already have bad attitudes, which makes the food taste better, as we all know. If they're nice, your food's gonna be fucking nasty, bitch.
Go back to your house and make
if
your own
jerk chicken.
If they're
polite, you might as well hang it up, bitch. Jerk chicken gonna be dry.
Right.
The place say they out of everything. But they still open. You got to ask them what they got.
What do you have?
Yeah, you got to ask them. They're acting like you're inconveniencing
right.
them. Also, don't get too bugged.
Right.
Because they will fucking come across that counter.
Right.
And I would hate. And they have machetes back there.
They always got a machete.
Yeah, I have a machete now. Because I'm inspired.
I'm about to get a machete.
You should.
See, I like blunt instruments because the idea of like cutting somebody feels like. Ooh.
Obviously, but, I don't want to do it.
I mean, yes, but.
But if threatened, I'll happily.
That's fair.
And it won't be happy. I'll be very upset. Obviously, I'll be shaken up. I'll be scarred from having to do that. But like, I will. All right. Who do you have next?
All right. Number four. All right. This one, you know, we'll see. Bouncer. So,
I mean, yeah,
not a professional fighter, technically. Also, bouncers just be big niggas that like to fight.
Yep.
Down in LA, there's a gay restaurant. There's a gay bar downtown called The Precinct. The bouncer at The Precinct is a 6-foot something. Yeah, I like The Precinct.
Oh, I bet.
Not all the
time. I bet they like your kind there. I bet they like your kind down at The Precinct.
Shut the fuck up.
I bet you're the typical precinct.
Actually, nah. Them white boys be in there. That's why I don't go that often. But the black gays have a night. We only got one night.
Oh, I see.
A month.
Oh, God. But, not even a week.
A month. But yeah. The bouncer at The Precinct is the most aggy nigga I've ever seen. He's like 6 foot, maybe 3-4. He ain't even big muscly. He just a big nigga. He tall.
Yeah.
I think he hates gay people. I think he's there to fight gay people. Cause they be like, excuse me, and then he be popping off, and I'm like, nigga, you're still at work. Like, your job is not to fight us. Like, I think your job is like put people out if they acting out and looking IDs.
Oh my god, if that is why he got the job, honestly, kind of brilliant. Kind of brilliant if that's why he got the job, because you're getting paid to like fight unruly gay people,
right?
And they're mostly white. I say no harm done.
I mean, that's why I'm not too mad, because I'm like, listen, if I could get paid to beat up white gays, I would.
You should. Have you tried it?
Beating up white gays or getting paid for
it? Getting paid to beat up white gays.
I haven't. No, because like,
okay.
Well, because you know, I keep two jobs.
Well,
so
never say
I just
never.
Haven't needed it. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. You do keep two jobs. That's true.
At least two. So I am out of a job right now. So maybe.
Well, you kind of picked up another job that's not a job, but
yes, no, yeah. That's what I yeah. have two jobs.
You
right
always
now.
Have two jobs, yeah.
Always
that's crazy.
At least two.
All right, well, that's very true. My goodness. Okay, my next one is from a fictional world. Ooh. It's Queen of Dragonstone, bitch. During the Dance of Dragons.
What, you talking about Rhaenyra Targaryen?
I'm talking about Rhaenyra Targaryen specifically.
okay,
it could have honestly been anybody in Dragonstone now.
Daemon.
Anyone. Truly Hustling anyone. Ass. Everybody's Amen. Doing bad. I'm not caught up on the latest episode. You know, we got a bunch of family stuff going on, but I just, from the first episode, first of all, that bitch was 90 minutes. And when it got to like the hour mark, I was like, when is this gonna be over? I hate when they do that on Game of Thrones. And by hate, I mean it makes me deeply uncomfortable and it makes my stomach hurt and it builds up too much tension in me.
You talking about the premiere, right? The first episode? Yeah, I don't want to spoil nothing for you.
No, the premiere.
That shit was so stressful.
I was like, I wanted the episode to end. I said, please end it now. They said, we'll end it when we're good and goddamn ready.
Right. You'll see when we end it.
You'll see when it's fucking over. And just when I thought it was over, they said, actually, do you remember the Red Wedding? We're going to trigger you. We're going to trigger you with that arrow.
Listen.
I said, baby, I have never been so sick. And I knew it was going to happen the moment Jace locked his mama up.
Right, right.
So I saw it coming. I didn't see how bad things were going to get.
Right.
Even though you could see it in old illiterate head-ass eyes, Sir Criston Cole. He just like, you see we're dead now. I was like, well, y'all giving the fucking war over to the dragons, right? Fucking she-stealer.
Nothing good comes from it.
Yeah, so Queen Rhaenyra would hate to be in her position. And the thing is, I know what happens at the end of all this because I'm always up on the lore of the books. No one survives this.
Yeah.
They all die. And brother and sister get married and fucking with the fucking weird bitch. Who knows everything, by the way.
Oh, you talking about Helena, the one with the Polish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love her.
Knows everything, by the way. Yeah, right, anyway, right. I know Rhaenyra is fucking crying, throwing up after that premiere. Would not want to be in her shoes. Would not want to work for the Targaryen. I don't even know who the Targaryens. I don't fucking know. It's like Targaryen versus Targaryen. So the blacks. It's weird.
Well, all of them. All of them.
They were all. It's bad. All right. What's your next one?
Okay. So I put city employees. So specifically bus driver types, meter maids.
Wow.
Also, I forgot to give this caveat, but I thought this list was going to be harder than it was, but then I literally just thought of niggas I wouldn't want to fight or like niggas that I think would like wash me because they a bus driver. What you going to do to a bus driver? First of all, nothing
that hasn't
shakes
already
them
been done.
Right, right. Nothing shakes them niggas. So I'm like a one, like, you know, 1 to 10 threat. Like, I'm like a one because I'm not like I'm not covered in no substance. Like, I'm just a man. Right. The shit they see.
I'm a commoner.
Yeah. Like the shit they see. Jason, big homie Jason is a bus driver.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Listen, the war stories. So, yeah. And meter maid. Because I know
damn,
people be
definitely
trying to kick
would
their
not
ass.
Want
to
fight Jason. Oh, no, my God. No. I would go get my weapon immediately.
Gotta stab him. No, we wouldn't want to stab him.
No, no, we would have to get a gun for that one. A knife wouldn't be. A knife would take too long. Can't let him get that close to me. What? I can't let somebody like Jason get that close to me. You gotta shoot somebody that big.
A sword.
Oh, God. Yeah, bus drivers really. That's. Mm-hmm. That's, I can't even imagine because I've been on some crazy buses.
Mm-hmm. And they be vibing. Who you got for number three?
All right. My next one is Rally's employees. And I said Rally's and not checkers. Because I want to go back to a certain era of, and I think, I don't know, was it region? I don't know if that's
regional. Yeah, that's
okay. We so like no Hardee's and here. Carl's Jr.
Yep.
Yeah. We used to have rallies too, though. But they used to all be rallies, and then they changed to checkers. So I'm going back to when there were rallies. The walk up drive through, I think, is the thing about rallies that changes the vibe.
Agreed.
Dangerous people come up to that walk-up drive-through. Shout out to them, though, for having a walk-up drive-through, but also we know where we usually find
it's the location
rallies at.
Yeah.
Shout out to them having, like, a drive-through but not possible. Letting niggas sit inside, right?
Right.
Smart.
Right.
Don't let niggas inside your shit.
You can't come in here.
Yeah, so they also have to hire dangerous people. And I've seen like many checkers employees popping off at people at the drive-through window while I'm like getting my spicy chicken sandwich. There's one I'm thinking of in particular, and it's by the local HBCU here.
Yep.
That I used to go to.
Yep.
And baby.
Any employee that is popping off, I think it lets you know a lot about the place. Cause like you're most likely doing it because you can. And if you can do that, what else can you do? And I don't want to know.
Nope.
None of my business.
I don't want to know. Nah. All right. Who you got next?
All right. I think we might have the same number two and number one, but.
Oh, shit.
Wait. I know we said we were going to do it for number one, but do you want to, can you just say your
number? I do want to try it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
can we just say it at the same time?
Yeah.
All right. Ready, set, Popeyes.
Popeyes. Yeah.
All right.
Friendship, all right. Bitches.
All right.
Y'all don't have fucking friends. You bitches don't have friends.
Do you want to just do number one while we're here?
No. We'll do number one after we explain. Okay, so for me, I put points to Chicken Sandwich Massacre 2019.
Bitch.
That was when we really started. Popeyes has always been kind of iffy. But when we really knew they could fight, it was because we were seeing them fighting for the first time.
That was crazy. Like, that felt like one of those, like, glitches in the Matrix.
It was crazy. One time I walked to, like, three Popeyes trying to get a chicken sandwich.
Bitch.
And didn't get one. But everyone behind us got one.
I would have been
livid. Oh, my God.
I don't know if you remember, but when the sandwich first came out, I had my ears to the streets. I knew. So
I remember you told me about it.
The day it
you
dropped,
told me
I went.
It was good. Yeah.
Right.
You were the first person to tell me to get it.
I went over there and they were like, we're out or we don't have it. And then I think I drove to two or three.
This is what I'm saying.
With a friend.
Mm-hmm.
With our mutual friend.
We walked,
our former mutual friend, Coop.
We were walking all over Brooklyn. Trying to find this chicken sandwich.
It's crazy, but I ate it. It was good, mm-hmm. But y'all niggas lost y'all's minds.
Yeah.
There's a Popeyes, and the thing about Popeyes, I do feel like they are in spicy areas, but they're also not in spicy areas. So, yes. Like, they're kind of a hybrid.
I knew where every Popeyes was in the New York City area, and they could be found everywhere.
Right. They're in all, you know, all types of communities. Mm-hmm. There's one in LA in particular that's in South Central.
Oh, okay. I never been to that one. I used to go to the Hollywood one a lot because I live in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, we like her. Bitch, the South Central Popeyes, I think the glass in between you and the lady got to be several inches. Like, I'm like, who y'all think is coming in here, the Joker?
The one near Baldwin Hills. There's one near Baldwin Hills near the Metro station. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Bitch, they got grits in the morning. Ooh. Another one. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah, the first Popeyes I ever seen with breakfast. I was like, oh, it's black over here. By the Metro station. Anyway, they also have thick-ass glass.
That should be so fun. And then they had that little box that they open and they
Yeah, it's crazy. Bank teller shit.
What are y'all protecting back here? Like, I mean, I
no people be acting crazy at Popeyes.
I know it's live.
Yeah,
but it's funny to me because it seemed like if you and they're acting crazy, they're just gonna let you like wear yourself out. They not coming out. Or they do come out.
Yeah, if you mind your business, maybe they'll call the cops on you if you start disturbing too many people. But if you start messing with them, they're gonna come up from behind that counter.
Right. Yeah, I don't think you want that. So I'm just like,
I don't
keep it cute.
I always keep it cute with my Popeyes employees, and they see a lot of me. My friend's brother works at the Popeyes by me. And it's been deeply embarrassing. Luckily, I just be trying to like think like when will he not be there?
He be giving you free chicken?
No.
Actually,
he always does put a little something in
the
bag. I'll have
a
little
extra biscuit.
Extra side, extra biscuit.
I love that.
I order this. Count my blessings.
Listen.
All right, are we ready for number one?
We are ready for number one, and I'm sure we have the same answer.
Of course.
Okay,
two, one, Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said there's a prison to Waffle House pipeline. I think there is, though. And I think it's great that Waffle House employs people who have been incarcerated. Yeah, yes. That's what I'm saying.
No, I got you.
yeah, they employ people who have been incarcerated, and
that makes sense.
Baby, they can cook. Okay.
Listen, if there's not a nigga smoking a cigarette outside, like, is the food gonna be good? Probably
listen,
not.
Also, it's like the only place of all these places where fighting is on the job application. It's not even the interview. It's like for the application, you gotta slap box the assistant manager.
The shift lead, you gotta fight her.
Yeah, you gotta slap, but open hand, so y'all don't get too serious.
You get a hit on her, you might become like a team lead or something. Like, cause like, don't nobody hit her.
And then for the interview, that's the application. Then for the interview, you gotta like fight the manager.
And then
open hand,
right? And no one beats that nigga either. But it's like, oh, you survive with Big Chief, and then you know,
you gotta survive like 25 seconds with the manager.
All dotted up, you got the job. Do you remember that brawl?
Yeah, that Waffle House brawl? Oh my God.
I'm sure that's
baby,
why.
Everything was flying from behind that counter. I ain't never seen them throw stuff from behind the counter. The whole team was in on it.
Remember the white lady caught that chair out the air? What the fuck was that?
Yeah,
she looked so tired. Like, she looked like all my life I had to. She caught the chair. I think she beat the shift manager in her application. Cause like, what was that?
Yeah, probably.
What was that?
She probably became the new shift manager.
That's how you become the shift manager. You gotta challenge and beat the other one. It's like the Black Panther.
Oh my God. Yeah, there's a Waffle House by me, like down the street. I've never been to it. I have an order from there before. But you know, it's better when you go in.
Yeah, you low key got to. I am on the West Coast and we do not have a Waffle House,
boo,
as everyone knows, other than like, I think Arizona got it, but we don't. I only enjoy it when I'm traveling, and almost every time I travel, I go though, because you got to.
Oh, got to. Well,
looks like we made it.
I think we did it. This is not a sponsored ad for any of these places or their practices. These are our personal opinions and thoughts, and obviously y'all been there too, so
y'all know. Right. You know the bus driver will beat you.
Yeah. A big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman.
I've been Vance Go, and you can find me at Sir the Thought over at the IG and Threads. I've been enjoying Threads a lot. I've been talking about pop culture, Game of Thrones, X-Men. Yeah. It's been a good time.
Yeah. And I'm Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at Nandi KAYYY. See y'all.
See y'all.
Right Quick is a podcast for The Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at The Agenda Productions.